This is a quote from business coach Brian Tracy, and it says, just as your car runs more smoothly and requires less energy to go faster and farther when the wheels are in perfect alignment, you perform better when your thoughts, feelings, emotions, goals, and values are in balance. If you know me at all, you know how I feel about the idea of balance. Mostly, I think it's a false idea. I don't believe anyone can live their life in some sort of artificial 50-50 equilibrium. Yoga has taught me that balance isn't a matter of remaining static. In fact, it requires a great deal of strength and flexibility. So in my own life, balance means that some weeks I devote 60% of my time to work, 20 to family, and 20 to self-care, while other weeks I might be 40% work, 30% family, 20 other, and 10% self-care, if that. But over time, things balance out. What does balance have to do with this module's topic, and why is it important for us to think about when we're working with ideal clients? Well, that's easy. By definition, ideal clients' values are in sync with our own values. And when we're in sync, then we're in balance, right? This kind of balance gives us strength and energy, just like a regular yoga practice does. There's nothing more important to the long-term survival and growth of your design business than the relationships you develop with your clients. And if you have the opportunity to work with someone who meets your criteria for what makes an ideal client for your business, or the opportunity to work with a less desirable client who may have a bigger budget, still trust yourself and go with the ideal client. The ideal client will sing your praises to friends, family, and colleagues and hire you for her next bigger project. An ideal client will lead you to others, and through a series of those ideal relationships, your business will flourish. So find that balance for yourself with ideal clients, and it will help you balance everything else.